the departure of Western forces, and I've got to say, this is atrocious, from Afghanistan. Taliban fighters have violently disrupted a women's protest in Kabul. Dozens of Afghan women gathered outside the Education Ministry building, chanting demands for bread, work and freedom. Here are the pictures here. But protesters dispersed after the Taliban fired shots into the air. They confiscated mobile phones, tore banners and beat a number of women with rifles. Katie, so much for their hollow promises to allow women's rights when they took over.
I was disgusted, honestly, Chris, disgusted to hear about this and obviously see those images. You know, to me, you think 1 year has passed and it was everybody's worst nightmare, I think, that this kind of thing would actually happen. But to think that there are women who aren't able to go to work, you know, they're saying that they need food, they want their freedoms. But the thing that makes me feel saddest about this is that there's little girls who can't go to school, who cannot be educated, and that, you know, that what hope have they got under this regime? It's an incredibly sad situation. And I think it's quite astonishing to see how quickly it has gotten to this point.
Yeah, it's across all age ranges, Liz. They are shocking Neanderthals, aren't they?
They are, and they know that this is how they will perpetuate the cycle. If women cannot be educated, if girls cannot be educated, they really are... What other options do they have? They're stuck there. There's nothing they can do. Of course, human rights groups, the UN has condemned this move by the Taliban, but this is the Taliban. You only have to jump on Google to see these guys have atrocity after atrocity attributed to their name. Mm. They're not the types that really care about international public opinion. Yeah.